for the Chicago Bears. For the Chargers and the Jaguars, we can't give out any Chargers props because we don't know, obviously, like who the starting quarterback's going to be in the game, Herbert or Daniel. We also don't know if Keenan Allen's going to play. So we'll give out one yardage prop for Jacksonville. That'll be Zay Jones over receiving yards with J.C. Jackson not unlikely to play today for the Chargers. So Zay Jones over 33.5. Christian Kirk plays in the slot where he'll have to deal with more stingy coverage than Jaguars receivers will get on the outside. So Jones over 33.5. And with Austin Eckler frustrating fantasy owners right now, especially with the usage down by the goal line for the Chargers running back group, whether it's Daniel or Herbert, doesn't matter. Chargers running back at the longest odds, that's going to be Josh Kelly, at least at this point in time, anytime touchdown. Bucks and the Packers, we know it's Brady, we know it's Rodgers, but injuries here, a low total, only one prop for this game. Alan Lazard, over 35.5 receiving yards, probably the guy that Aaron Rodgers trusts the most besides for Randall Cobb, who's going to play in the game, but is not 100%. Alan Lazard, over 35.5 receiving yards. Seahawks and Falcons quickly here. A pair of anytime touchdowns at long prices. The Hess truck is back, and it's better than ever. Didn't cash for us last week, but he got a red zone target. I was punching Ken in the arm. There's Parker Hess. We talked about him on the show. He's playing in the red zone for the Falcons. So a couple bucks. Again, beer or pizza money. Parker Hess, anytime touchdown. And someone named Avery Williams was playing in 2-minute drill situations for the Falcons.
Someone named. Always a really good way to start an anytime touchdown. That's always really
good. Yeah, it's Cordarrelle Patterson, Tyler Allgeier, the rookie, and then Avery Williams. Avery Williams, anytime touchdown. And Travis Homer. Seahawks were behind last week against San Francisco, so a bit of a different thing here. Homer led the Seahawks backfield in snaps, more snaps than Penny, more snaps than Kenneth Walker. We played Homer the first 2 weeks. I feel like he's going to score. He plays in passing downs. Homer, anytime touchdown. Two yardage props, Tyler Lockett over 57.5, and Drake London over 53.5. To thy Royal Rams and thou Royal Cardinals, the human Dortch, flame on. Rams have no corners here. Greg Dortch over 34.5 receiving yards, and Marquise Hollywood Brown against the Hollywood Rams. Hollywood over 55.5 receiving yards. The Cooper Kupp number looks about right in the high 90s. We'll stay away from that. Allen Robinson's prop would, I think, look different this week. He should have scored two touchdowns last week, taken away via penalty. Allen Robinson over 47.5 receiving yards. Niners and the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. Jerry Jeudy, if he plays, I want to play his over receiving yards. He's awesome. 54.5 for the Denver Broncos. And for the San Francisco 49ers, George Kittle set to make his season debut. Kittle over 43.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdown wise for San Francisco, there is a report from Matt Maiocco, who spends a long time covering the San Francisco 49ers. Jeff Wilson will be the primary running back tonight. And Deebo Samuel going to get the second most carries. Okay, sure. It's also a Shanahan calling the plays. Jordan Mason, undrafted rookie, has only played special teams thus point this season here, first couple games. Marlon Mack was also elevated to the active roster here for San Francisco. Depth behind Jeff Wilson and the running back group with Eli Mitchell and Tyrion Davis Price both on the shelf. The prop king thinks it's worth half a unit, or not a unit maybe, but half whatever you bet on anytime touchdowns on Jordan Mason and on Marlon Mack. We'll play against a little uncertainty that it's going to be Wilson and Deebo getting the carries down by the goal line. Jordan Mason and Marlon Mack. And the prop king also already likes a couple plays for the Giants and the Cowboys on Monday night, but we'll give those out tomorrow. Whoa. On a magnificent football Monday.